And our prayers this morning are not printed out. I'm going to pray them from my heart this morning. In the breaks, you can respond when I say, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bow our heads in prayer. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the assurance and for the truth that your Son Jesus is the bread of life. Lord, as we journey our way this day and in the weeks ahead, may we not be gripped by fear and panic, as many voices would want us to do in this life. But may we move forward with confidence in your open hands to provide for what we need. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord, today we also remember that there are those who are without in this world. Lord, use us as your vessels to support and help those who have great need. Especially today, we remember those that are homeless, those who are unemployed, those who are underemployed. Lord, may they see the daily bread that you provide, and may they also be moved to give thanks and recognize where it comes. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, this day we pray for those who are experiencing disaster and life-threatening situations. Lord, we especially pray for those who care for us, those in our community, the leaders, as well as the police officers and firefighters who risk their own lives to protect us and give us a good life. Lord, today we pray for those firefighters that are fighting the fires in California and just south of us. Protect them and give them strength for the task ahead. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we thank you for the gift of the youth in our congregation. And this coming weekend, as Central Lutheran Church comes down to our property, we ask that you would bless them with safe travel and give great joy to the youth that gather here in this place and help them to see you in all of it, and that this would be a moment in which they can deepen their faith with you and those who love you. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we also pray for our congregation as we have two services for the next 4 weeks. Lord, use this opportunity as a way to reach more people, as a way to open up Jesus and his grace for those who need it, but also as an opportunity to be united in a church family here at Peace. Lord, we thank you for how you do unite us. We come from one loaf, the bread of life, Jesus. Give us a heart and spirit of unity in our church in the weeks ahead. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, we also this day uplift those who need their daily bread, our friends that are sick and recovering, especially those we name now, Dylan, Kai, Bev, Haley, Max, Dee, Wyatt and Charlie, Amber, Annette and Charlotte, Jennifer, Merle, Katie and Jake, Darlene, Ava, Art, Paul, Evan, Brian, Eileen, Shelley, Chris, Forrest, Rebecca, Kylie, Betty, Cheryl, a young girl and her family, Jason Sparky, Thanksgiving for Henry, Gary, Jan, and a new baby born with some health challenges. Lord, into your mercy, into your hands. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, into your hands we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We uplift the prayer Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.